Did you know that over 90% of women feel insecure about their bodies at some point in their life? Well, probably not. You're probably not surprised because that is pretty much everyone. Body image isn't really about how we look. It's about how we feel about ourselves inside and out. And that is where affirmations come in. Today, we're going to talk about a tool, the tool of affirmations. It is so powerful. It is so underestimated. And maybe you've heard what an affirmation is. You understand it, but you don't fully know how to integrate it into your non-diet journey. We're not going to dive too deep into what body image actually means. So I recommend go to episode 337 if you haven't listened to that already to give you a little more context because we're going to dive right into the affirmations today and how to actually implement those focusing on improving your body image specifically. And if you're new here, welcome. Our mission is to empower women to overcome their need to measure success by the numbers and start owning their strength and confidence from within. What that means to you is we help women with a history of disordered eating and exercise obsession find fierce food freedom and body confidence. We do this through heart-centered, evidence-based, one-on-one and group nutrition counseling that utilizes the fundamental principles of intuitive eating and mindful movement. We also deliver free educational content via social media, our weekly newsletter, and of course, the Fit Friends Happy Hour podcast, which you may be watching now on YouTube. If you want weekly non-diet inspiration, recipes, and more, just go to katiehick.com/newsletter. And if you're watching this on YouTube, boiler up, go Boilers. I went to Purdue University. My husband went to Purdue University and there's a basketball game tonight. So naturally, I don't know all the things, go sports, but you better believe Timmy, Joey, and myself all have matching Purdue tees. Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour, the podcast where we help you redefine the word fit so you can stop quantifying and start living. I'm your non-diet dietitian, personal trainer, and host, Katie. Join me each week for solo episodes and expert interviews where self-care meets science. Whether you're a group fitness front row diva or just starting out on your wellness journey, whether you choose oat milk or full fat in your latte, all foods, all backgrounds, and all bodies are welcome here as you embark on your non-diet journey. Let's start with the power of affirmations. The psychological principles behind affirmations and the impact they have on self-perception. I was even doing some research for this episode and realized how much I don't know about affirmations because I personally have gotten into routine. There's a little spot in the planner that I use where I do write some affirmations, but I've definitely been in a season where it feels like I'm just writing them. Like it doesn't feel like they're actually doing anything. And that's really what prompted this episode. I was talking with a client who talked about affirmations and how to just make them more sticky, how to make them actually work. And so I'm really excited to give you the tools today to not just write things down and say, you know, body neutrality, I have body neutrality, like to actually believe it and rewire your brain to make change. Because isn't that the point? Like we want to change, we want to improve. Otherwise, why are we doing it? It's a waste of time. Affirmations actually rewire neural pathways in your brain, which leads to a more positive self-perception. Affirmations affect the brain's limbic system. That's the side of the brain that controls the emotions and the prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for decision-making and self-control. Now, neuroplasticity, you've probably heard of that before. We've talked about it on the show. It's the brain's remarkable ability to reorganize and adapt its structure and its function in response to experiences, to learning, and even environmental influences can impact it. This phenomenon is what allows the brain to form new neural connections, strengthen the existing connections that we have, and even reassign functions to different areas of the brain. So for example, new neural connections, which we're going to talk about today, like how do I create new pathways in my brain to improve my body image versus strengthening existing ones, right? Maybe you have that negative self-talk. Neuroplasticity is part of how those, that pattern, that loop in your brain gets stronger. It can be positive or negative. So we're going to, of course, start to try to shift it to positive or neutral instead of reinforcing those negative old ones. At its core, neuroplasticity implies that the brain is not a static organ, but rather a dynamic, flexible one that can continuously change throughout our life. This concept challenges that long-held belief that the brain's structure and capabilities are fixed after a certain age, and instead suggests that our brains are actually capable of significant transformation and growth at any age, which is so freaking cool. Affirmations capitalize on neuroplasticity by leveraging the brain's capability and the brain's capacity to rewire itself based on repeated patterns of thought and behavior. When we repeat affirmations, these positive statements that affirm our desired beliefs, the desired traits, the behaviors that we want to have, we are essentially engaging in a form of cognitive restructuring. So here's how affirmations work within the framework of neuroplasticity. Number one, it's the repetition. Affirmations are typically repeated regularly, either silently or even better out loud, because you're working, you know, two senses there, not just reading, not just seeing, but also hearing it as well. This repetition is what helps to reinforce those specific neural pathways associated with the affirmation's message. The second way affirmations work within neuroplasticity is this focused attention. When we repeat affirmations, we focus our attention on specific thoughts, beliefs, or even qualities, characteristics that we want to internalize. The focused attention activates corresponding neural circuits in the brain. Next is the positive emotion. So we have repetition, focused attention, positive emotion. Affirmations often evoke positive emotions such as gratitude, confidence, self-love, appreciation. And these positive emotions can trigger that release of neurotransmitters like dopamine, serotonin, which promote the feelings of well-being and motivation, right? People are always asking, how do I stay motivated? And when we can create those pathways, our brain is actually releasing chemical signals that makes us feel good. It makes us feel motivated. Next, there's the synaptic plasticity, right? We talked about neuroplasticity, but the synaptic plasticity. I know, big words. As affirmations are repeated over time, they stimulate what's called synaptic plasticity, which is the ability of synapses. You maybe heard that word, taking you back to high school biology, but the synapses are those connections between the neurons to strengthen or weaken in response to activity. This process strengthens the neural pathways associated with the affirmation's message, making it easier for your brain to access it, to retrieve those thoughts and beliefs in the future. And last, there's the behavioral change. Over time, the repeated practice of affirmations can lead to changes in behavior, attitudes, self-perception. By reinforcing these positive thoughts and beliefs, affirmations gradually, keyword gradually, doesn't happen overnight. This is over time. It reshapes thought patterns and behaviors, aligning them more closely with those desired outcomes. In essence, affirmations serve as a tool, one tool in your toolbox for intentionally directing the brain's plasticity towards that positive change that you want in your life. When we consistently feed our minds with uplifting, empowering messages, we can literally reprogram our brains to adopt healthier thought patterns, cultivate more resilient mindsets, and ultimately transform our lives for the better. This is why the first step in the Reboot Bootcamp, that's our signature nutrition coaching program, the first step is called Reboot. Reboot your brain. And it's a lot of this. It's a lot of the mindset work. It's rewriting the story. It's creating those new positive experiences around food, around your body, around exercise, because you can change it. Just because you've felt a certain way about your body up to this point, just because you have been fed a certain message, you have a certain belief, you are negative in your brain, you can change that. So you can focus on all the other things that are more important to you. So how do you create? How do you write? How do you say effective body image affirmations? One key is to really be consistent. You can't just pull them out of thin air. It needs to be intentional and consistent. So I'm a big fan of habit stacking. We've talked about that on, you know, many of these shows here on the podcast. So can you attach affirmations to something you're already doing? Maybe it's brushing your teeth. Maybe it's, you know, if you do a devotional in the morning or in the evening, it really doesn't matter what time of day. Maybe it's on your lunch break. Maybe it's when you're driving to work. Like, what are things in your day that you're already doing that you can just be intentional and say, okay, during this time, when I'm doing this or before or after, I am going to write three affirmations related to my body. I am going to say three affirmations, you know, that I want to feel about my body. And we talked a lot as well about body positivity and body neutrality. So if you have a really negative body image right now, I don't recommend starting an affirmation that's like, I love my body. It might be more effective to think like a step behind that, a step right before that. It might be something like, I am open to appreciating my body. Instead of I appreciate my body, I am open to learning how to trust my body. Right? It's a little bit different. It might be a little bit easier for your brain to wrap around, to even be open to learning, to accepting of this current body that you're in. You know, a lot of people think affirmations are just fluffy and woo-woo, but if it works for you, I mean, I love that there is actually science behind it. Like, we're actually rewiring the brain. And so try it. What do you have to lose? There's really nothing to lose here other than maybe like 30 seconds of your day. Stick with it. Maybe you just pick one that you want to focus on. Just start. Maybe commit to 5 days. We love a good Monday start. It doesn't have to be Monday. It can be a Tuesday. Try to stick with it for a few days in a row. I think of a client in particular right now who I've been working with on body image. And before we started working together, it was just her specifically, you know, postpartum body, just not feeling good, not feeling confident in her body. But by creating more of those positive interactions with food, and more specifically, positive talk about her body, and not even positive, before we got there, it was neutral talk about her body, she's able to now make decisions around food, make decisions around movement that come from a very confident and empowered place versus feeling like she has to. I'd love to hear what affirmations resonate with you. Send us a message on Instagram at KT Hake or at the podcast at Fit Friends Happy Hour. But I will be sharing on stories this week, walking you through some different exercises of what I do with clients on how to like some examples of body image specific affirmations, because you could write affirmations for anything. It could be for work. It could be for, you know, as a mom, as a friend, as a wife, whatever it is that you want to get better at, you can write an affirmation for. But we're going to focus this week specifically on body image. And so I can't wait for you to join along on that journey with me. Send me a DM on Instagram and let me know that you're in. Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you liked this episode, don't forget to share it with a friend. You can subscribe or follow wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at Fit Friends Happy Hour. Talk to you next time.